want to give my quick review of Day Shift starring Jamie Foxx and Snoop Doggy Dogg. The film also stars Dave Franco, who is the brother of the more famous actor James Franco, and he's a spitting image. They both look like each other. This makes for back-to-back reviews of vampire movies. I just reviewed the other film, The Invitation. I will give my opinion of which of these films is better. What it comes down to really is, are you looking for a comedy or for a horror film? Are you looking to be scared or are you looking to laugh? Because if you're looking to be scared a little bit, then The Invitation would be the one. If you're looking for a comedy, then you would go with Day Shift. Day Shift debuted on Netflix. It had an estimated budget of $100 million, and it runs for 114 minutes. In the film, Jamie Foxx, he was a vampire hunter, so he went around hunting vampires because if you extracted their fangs, they could be sold by like a pawn shop broker, and you can get money depending upon how old the vampire was. The older the vampire, the harder to kill and the more valuable the fangs were. There was a lot more to the plot than that, and one of the people that makes an appearance in the film was Snoop Dogg, who helped Jamie Foxx go around and collect these fangs, and he helped him collect some of the fangs and gave him a little assistance later in the film. One of the motivations for Jamie Foxx to collect this money was for his daughter, so that they wouldn't have to move away. Overall, for me, this film is a pass. I'm not a big vampire movie type of person. I found this film was a little funny, but not funny enough for me to recommend. And for that reason, I would only give it 2 stars. I did want to say that I thought Dave Franco, as the token white guy, I thought he was really good in this film. I thought he was funny, and in some ways, he made the scenes between him and Jamie Foxx, he brought something to it and made it more funny. It was interesting to see him. It's the first time I've really seen him in a film, and I thought he was pretty good.
And let's not forget about the very beautiful Megan Good, who I remember from the 2005 film Roll Bounce. She plays the part of Jamie Foxx's wife in this film.